in St. George.
Believe it or not, we're here at Dixie's 890 KDXU, and if that music sounds familiar, it should sound familiar by now. This is Crush on You, probably the all-time requested song here by the Jets on KDXU. Now, not too long ago, we had Stacy Q here, and we found out how she got the name Stacy Q. We have a member of the Jets, part of the squadron, right?
Yeah, right here.
Why don't you sneak up there a little bit, Leroy? Let me make sure I get the Leroy Wolfgram, right?
That's right, correct.
A lot of people are saying, how did you get from Wolfgram to the Jets?
Well, it was pretty funny because our name before was Quasar, and that sounded a little too much like a TV set. And then after that was like Wolfgram Phenomenon. That was too long.
Yeah.
And then we came up with a song. We heard Elton John's song, Benny and the Jets.
And we
took,
zoom.
Yeah, took the Jets and left Benny.
And I guess the cliche is your career took off.
Yes, I guess from there, four years ago.
Flying high ever since. Right. How corny can we get, Brian?
Pretty corny.
Brian Benware's with us, too. Now, Leroy, I had a call the other day. Somebody said, we counted eight at one time, and now we're counting seven Jets.
Yes, there was my other brother is pursuing a solo career, and his album should be coming out this fall. We're really looking forward for that.
Is this part of the progression of the Jets?
Yes, it's part of it. You know, probably down the line, one of our sisters might do different projects and get into different things. So It's all in the plan.
let's start a little bit. Did you begin performing as kids like the Osmond Brothers or the
Jackson
5?
Yes, we did. We started in Salt Lake City and started as a Polynesian Review group playing dances and stuff. And we even did some shows here in St. George way back, you know, because we remember driving through here and doing some shows for churches and
actually breaking down. You broke down.
Yes, we actually broke down a couple miles from here, and it's just coming back here. Brought some memories back, so we're really happy to be back here again.
Now couldn't have been that long ago. You guys aren't that old.
Eight years ago that we were came through here.
It's amazing what happens in 8 years, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, we're even amazed ourselves. You know, it's like we still pinch ourselves. You know, is this really happening? You know, It's still a dream. You know, it's just. It's amazing.
So it really began in Salt Lake City.
Right. We all started there. Most of us were born there and raised there in Salt Lake and then started the group there. And then we moved to Minnesota working at a Hawaiian restaurant hotel. And that place went bankrupt, and that's how we got stranded in Minneapolis. See, we had no intention to be in the Midwest, but, you know, we met up with our manager whose hometown is in Minneapolis and took us in, and we signed up with him and eventually got a record company.
Wow. From Minneapolis to big-time record recording stars.
Right.
I know Minneapolis produces a lot of talent in a lot of different areas. But you never think of Polynesian group that begins us all like going to Minneapolis and then hitting it big.
Yeah, we had no intention of going there. It was just all by accident, but it turned out to be for the good.
Your parents must be ecstatic about this.
Yeah, they're pretty proud, I guess. Really happy, you know. You have so many kids at home, you know, 15 of us, you know, eight sisters and seven brothers. And
wow.
So you have to have something to do to get some food in the house. So it's amazing we even work together, you know.
Now, it's a strange turn of events to get you to that point. Now, you're in the middle of the tour. How's the tour been so far?
Really good. Good responses. This is like our 16th show. We have 60 more shows to do across the country, and we end up in Korea for the Olympic Games.
You finish in Korea?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to play there.
Now, Stacy said you began in Oklahoma City.
That's right.
And I know you've been to Salt Lake once.
Right. We just got back from there, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Right? And Bozeman, Montana.
Yes.
And Phoenix and Sandburg. This is a horrendous travel schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty all over the country, you know, and then we end up in the East Coast.
Wow.
So, just going out there and hitting the road and just playing a lot.
Do you ever have a chance to really get a chance to see communities that you're in, or is it pretty well let's set up and perform and maybe visit with two or three people and go?
Well, usually it's just we get into a town, go to the sound check at the venue, and then from there we go to the hotel, rest up a little bit, and then we do the show, and we're out the next day. Mm-hmm. We're usually in the city not more than 15 hours.
Wow.
I don't know if I should tell this secret, but... some of Leroy's brothers were down at Kmart a little while ago. So if you think you saw one of the Jets at Kmart, well, you did.
That's right. We're catching up on our, you know, shopping. You know, we get some socks and stuff like that.
People don't think of celebrities needing to brush their teeth.
Oh, yes. That's true, you know.
Sometimes needing to shave or whatever, change T-shirts. Or you're just magically there on the stage, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just a job, you know, it's like a 9 to 5, 8 career, you know, it's just the same thing, you know.
Has it brought the family close together?
I would say yes, definitely has really, you know, if it wasn't for my dad to make up this plan for us 10 years ago, it was, which I don't know what we'd be doing today, you know, we'd probably all be split up and doing different things.
But now you say the impetus came from your dad. He set up a plan for this
right.
career?
When we came from Tonga in 65 and settled in Salt Lake, he just wanted something our family could do together.
Uh-huh.
And we started out originally as yard workers. We had a yard work company, you know, cut lawns, cut trees, cut anything, you know, and mm-hmm. just did that around in Salt Lake area and all around, and just weren't happy at that. And my dad got instruments, and you play this, you play that, and this, and we got together and started a band.
The patriarch of the family, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mama, it's got to be the heart of the family, right?
Yes. She's the one that learned all the hula dances. She was a hula dancer, so she taught us all the Polynesian stuff. And we grew up, and she started a little teeny family group and just performed around, starting doing Hawaiian dances and all the Polynesian stuff.
Crush on you is quite a ways away from Polynesia.
Yes, it is.
How did that transition take place?
Well, it's just the only thing we have incorporated into our group is just the dancing part from uh-huh. the island. That's the only thing. As far as the music, that's more American top 40, you know, uh-huh. contemporary pop. But that's about the only thing we have incorporated is the dancing and the choreography, you know, mix that island feel in there mm-hmm. with the percussions, you know.
Do you find yourself flabbergasted by the celebrity about the crush of people wanting to see the jets and touch the jets and yeah, can I have your fingernail clippers or something like that? Do you find that that's kind of tough to deal with?
Yeah, it gets tough, you know. We just try to let them know we're just humans, you know, we live on planet Earth, and you know, and we're just normal folks, and you know, because we started from dirt bottom and we're just working our way up, but it's just the same old thing. We're just like anyone else, you know.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You know, traveling, kind of, you know, the packing and repacking, and that mm-hmm. kind of gets old. But as far as the reward that we look forward to is the hour and a half that we're on stage. That's mm-hmm. the reward, and that's the funnest time that we get.
Really, nobody can touch you with anything you don't want to be touched with at that time.
Well, we'll just do our best and just sing our hearts out for them, you know.
There's no autograph seekers or anything. So it's just a matter of you and the audience at that point, isn't it?
Right. And after the show, we usually come out and sign autographs and meet the fans and shake a couple hands there.
Can you sense the audience, whether it's going to be a good one or not?
Yes, you can. You kind of feel it in the air, especially here. When we got here, there was kids already around our bus. You know, we got out and we're just trying to watch our face, and they were there. And get to see the jets, you know, waking up. So it was. That, I can tell it's pretty excited. It's going to be a real good one.
These guys actually sleep, right, Brian?
a little bit. They slept more last night than I did. I'll bet. But anyway, this concert tour is called United Tour.
Yes.
And emphasis on Just Say No. I want to talk a little bit about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. This tour, we're teamed up with Doritos, uh-huh. Tortilla Chips, and we're teamed up with a Just Say No campaign against drugs across uh-huh. the country. We're just taking this message to our teen audience, you know, which is the prime audience of that program. And, you know, what better thing that we could do to give something back to our fans, so... That's what we're really excited to do that.
A lot of people will say, well, you know, that's kind of Mickey Mouse, Just Say No. Yeah. But you're really, that there is a, it's kind of adding on to that feeling of, hey, these are our fan, these are our right. people, our celebrities, and they say no, and it might change a few kids. It might keep them away.
If you can help, you know, if we can help one or two kids, you know, that's all that counts for us. Mm-hmm. And this is a little different from all the other Just Say No campaigns, because this is geared to teenagers. Rather than the younger kids, it's for the teenagers to be examples and role models for the younger kids.
Whether you want it or not, you're a role model, aren't you?
Yeah, we sense that, you know, and we just try to, you know, do our best and not fall on our face.
And along with that theme, you have a special song that you've even written about Just Say No, and you'll be doing tonight,
right,
I guess.
Right, exactly.
And it's a great song.
You've heard it?
I've heard the song, yeah. Yes. You know, it was interesting. Up in Salt Lake, I went up there to see the show, and I've told this on the air that it was a great show and enjoyed it thoroughly. But Leroy, he was watching. He likes to watch Jermaine Stewart and get a feel of things. You were out there just kind of on the side watching and like getting a feel of the music, the audience.
I like to learn different things from different bands, and I just, you know, pick up different things and feel the audience.
Now that's interesting. Do you get a chance to on the travels, sit down and talk with Jermaine and Stacy and
as a
family.
We always, you know, we're always playing volleyball and basketball. We get together often, and you know, when you're on the road, you get to meet all the drivers, all the people that drive the buses, and it's kind of like a family out there, you know.
This is a pretty high-powered combination, triple header, if you will.
Yes, it's a pretty. It's our transition tour, you know. It's our first time to go out as a hard ticket act.
Uh-huh.
You know, this
headliner.
Yeah, the headline is our first, you know, legitimate, you know, tour.
Why? What generated this combination? What got the idea of, hey, let's get Jermaine Stewart, let's get Stacy Q, and all three of us go together?
Yeah, it was a combination of our management and our agency, which is ICM. They're based in Los Angeles, and they have a lot of big name acts together, and just thought that, you know, that'd help along with ticket sales, and just probably give people's money's worth, and just give them a good time.
What about Leroy? What's going to be? Are you going to go out on your own eventually?
Probably, yeah, down the line. I'm more into the producing and behind the boards, behind the scenes kind of guy. You know, I'm more of that area.
Yeah, don't let him kid you.
Write songs.
He plays a great guitar. Yeah. And do you play any other instruments? Just kind of a typical question, but besides guitar, do you play anything else besides drums? It looks like everybody in the group plays drums.
Yeah, all the members in the group, we all play at least two instruments. So tonight you'll be seeing a lot of switching around, a lot of you know, jumping around and different instruments.
This is really fun for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's especially fun when you're doing it with your brothers and sisters, and your mom and our mom and dad's with us, and it really helps, because a lot of rock stars are singing about loneliness, you know, singing about, you know, missing home, but you know, home is with us, so it's fun.
How do you keep up on? Well, obviously there has to be, with 15 of you, not everybody is out of high school.
No, we have tutors that come along with us, and the thing that's different with us is we have school all year round. There's no break, and so
beginning to take place here.
Yes,
but while you're on the road, while you're performing,
we schedule in like 2 hours, you know, during a day, and they'll do their homework and do different lessons that they have.
Do you find that you're in a fishbowl, that it's tough to reach out beyond the family or beyond those people that you're working with and be kind of normal, walk down the street? Well, you went through Kmart. I guess that was okay.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, we just, as we walk, they get excited at first, but then they realize we're just like them, and then they calm down a little bit, and we just do our thing. Yeah.
What's the most fun song out of all of those that you do for you, Leroy? Not for the group, but for you.
Well, I'm sort of a sentimental kind of guy. I like Make It Real, the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Lala Means I Love You from the first album.
That's a good song.
Now, Make It Real is hit number one on the R&R Adult Contemporary charts.
Yeah.
Everybody's going,
Yeah, it's pretty, we were surprised because, you know, we're trying to get a older audience, so, you know, it's working out really good for
and
us.
It's hitting it. When did you find out?
We found out about last week about that, and so we were so excited.
I don't blame you. Hey, tonight, 7 o'clock at the Dixie Center.
That's right.
Leroy, can you remember all of the kids' names?
Yes. I got
who's the oldest?
I am Leroy, Eddie, Heine, Rudy, Kathy, Elizabeth, and Moana.
And then those that are in the wings waiting.
Right. And Jennifer, she's the new one that will be coming up. She'll be dancing tonight.
Okay, and then who beyond that?
And then we have Hinale, we have the twins, Mika and Maliana, and then little Donnie. And
there's
then,
a Donnie?
Yeah, there's a Donnie, yeah. He's like 2 years old, and then we got Etevise, and then Natalia, the youngest.
Wow.
She's 7 months old.
This is exciting. It's fun to have a family. It really is fun. You get a different audience at your concerts than most rock stars.
Yes, we do. We draw, surprisingly, a lot of families and, you know, teenagers, of course, and then the adult contemporary audience.
Well, this is exciting, Leroy. It's been fun.
Okay, thank you.
It's been fun visiting with you, and it's exciting to have this happen to your family.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you in your career, and thanks for being in St. George.
Thanks to you guys for playing our stuff, KDXU.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight, Dixie Center. Still a handful of tickets, right, Brian?
Very small hand.
Small hand.
Small
hurry
hand.
Up. Yeah, you hurry up. Get down there.
Thank you, Leroy.
Yes, you
Let's
welcome.
Go into one of... How about Cross My Broken Heart? Do you like that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go into Cross My Broken Heart by the Jets. Leroy from the Jets with us right here on Dixie's 890 KDXU.